Hello and welcome to the very first episode of Free Samples. Have you ever been listening to a song and thinking to yourself, where have I heard this before? This podcast will answer that question by taking a closer look at some of the best samples in popular music and possibly ones that you didn't even realize were samples. I almost always discover these samples by accident, so I've decided to put together a little list that I can share with you. In today's episode, we're going to uncover the samples in My Name Is by Eminem, Lucifer by Jay-Z, New Slaves by Kanye West, A Beginner's Guide to Destroying the Moon by Foster the People, and Sundress by A$AP Rocky. First up is Eminem's My Name Is. I was sitting in a restaurant the other day and I heard that recognizable bass line come on. At first I was pretty surprised that they were playing Eminem in this quiet little restaurant, but as I was waiting for Eminem to start rapping the verse to My Name Is, I soon realized that I had just discovered another sample in a song that I've been listening to for years. So here's a little section of My Name Is.
Hi, my name is what? My name is who? My name is
his name's Sadie.
Hi, my name is
huh?
My name is
what?
My name is
his name's Sadie.
After doing a little bit of research, I discovered that the original song uses a sample in My Name is actually Labby Siffra's I Got The, which goes like this. Siffra released this song in 1975, just about 25 years before it was used as the sample in My Name Is. Along with My Name Is, that same bass line is sampled in Miguel's Kaleidoscope Dream. Aside from that, Jay-Z also sampled it in his song Streets Is Watching, although he used a different section of the song than the bass line that's recognized in My Name Is and Kaleidoscope Dream. This next song, called Chase the Devil, was released in 1976 by a Jamaican recording artist named Max Romeo. See if you can guess the song that it was sampled in.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
If you couldn't guess what it was, the answer is Jay-Z's Lucifer.
Yeah. Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. Lucifer, Lucifer, son of the morning.
I'm from the murder capital, where we murder for capital.
Lucifer, Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
You did it again, you're Jay-Z.
That album had all sorts of production greats on it, like Just Blaze, Timbaland, the Neptunes, Rick Rubin, but that particular track was produced by Kanye West. Kanye uses samples in almost all of his songs, and I think he's one of the best at doing it, so I had to include one of his own songs as the next on my list. What's so weird about this one is that my roommate was playing some random song for me, and I wasn't even sure, but I could almost tell that Kanye had sampled it just from the tone of the guitar. It sounds like a particular tone that he goes for in a lot of his songs. The sample I'm talking about comes in at the end of his song New Slaves off of his Yeezus album. The original song was released by a Hungarian rock band in 1970 called Omega. The title of the song is in Hungarian, so I'm probably going to mess up this pronunciation, but I believe it's called Junjaihu Lainey, which means the girl with the pearly hair. Although I have no idea what they're saying in this song, I really fell in love with it after discovering that it was a sample. Unfortunately for Kanye, he was sued for almost $2.5 million in 2016 because he allegedly used the sample without the original writer's permission. They eventually agreed to a deal outside of court, but Kanye still had to pay the original writer some money. Next up is a song that I was surprised by who sampled who. Hip hop notoriously samples other songs, but in this case it was the alternative act Foster the People who sampled A$AP Rocky's song Level.
Yeah, you claim you rage, you hate it like you live in Oakland. I'm a rat town niggas with the roof
bag. Introduce you niggas to the new swag. Niggas say a nigga blew up too fast. Fuck up some stew with all this new ass. Fuck up some stew with all this new cash. $1,000 drawers just to hold my balls.
And this is A Beginner's Guide to Destroying the Moon by Foster the People. Although A$AP Rocky was sampled in that one, I wasn't going to let him get away without pointing out a time he sampled someone else. In his 2018 release, Sundress, he samples Why Won't You Make Up Your Mind by one of my favorite groups, Tame Impala. Although Tame Impala and A$AP Rocky might seem like a weird pairing, Tame Impala has recently worked with Travis Scott, Kanye West, Lady Gaga, and even Rihanna covers one of his songs off of his 2015 album, Currents. And that's all for the very first episode of Free Samples. Thanks for listening. If you're curious about any of the songs or samples that I mentioned in this podcast, I'll link all of them in the show notes so you can go check them out. And to play you out, this is Rihanna covering Tame Impala's song, Same Old Mistakes.